Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Quick Dev, where the goal here is to save you, the developer, time. So we've been on a kind of Microsoft and open source kick, Microsoft doing things that you would never expect 5 years ago. Microsoft just kind of culturally, technically, totally different world than where we were a few years ago. And we're going to kind of kick that up and extend it. So last episode we talked about building Visual Studio Code extensions with Tobiah. And now we've got a good friend of mine and colleague, Shahed, in from D.C. So Shahed, if you want to do a quick intro.
Sure. Hey, my name is Shahed Chaudhary. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft, and I've been working with James in a bunch of video projects already. So I'm glad to be here to talk about how you can develop with Microsoft Visual C Sharp in a Mac environment.
Yeah, so we have done, we finished three Microsoft Virtual Academy courses together, all in Seattle, where we're typically side by side in a room with these big monitors. Now we're in a little different environment. This is, I think we talked about our first recording where we're not in the same room together, so it's kind of cool. But yeah, so you mentioned C Sharp on a Mac, which again, just almost sounds blasphemous from the start in a lot of ways, but you're going to show a lot of the different ways that you can use C Sharp on a Mac, and this is anything from Visual Studio Code, which is kind of a nice extension to what we talked about last weekend. We'll talk about Android. We'll talk about game development. You want to go ahead and just kind of high level those bullet points that you're going to run through today?
Yeah, so whether you're doing web application development, you want to build a web app and put it out in the cloud, you can do it entirely with Microsoft DevTools. Microsoft's ASP.NET is now available as a cross-platform solution. That is still in our release mode right now. It's in release candidate 1, but RC2 will come out soon, and we should see the full 1.0 release coming out later this year. So they'll give you the ability to develop on a Mac or a PC and then even upload that into a Linux environment. It's a lot of goodness right there. Then you have game development. So Unity has supported both Mac and PC for many years, so you can continue to develop in C Sharp, and we'll take a look at how that works on a Mac. But now that you have Visual Studio Code, you now have the option to use Microsoft's IDE with Microsoft's language. So let me take a step back there. So code is not a full-fledged IDE. It is a more lightweight code editor, but you can now use that on the Mac. And finally, we'll wrap up with cross-platform mobile application development for iOS and Android with Xamarin. Now, Xamarin has been a very great partner of ours for many years, and as of this year, Xamarin is now part of the Microsoft family.
Yep, so this will tie in and tie back to, like I said, a couple of different videos we've done. So the first couple, I started with Xamarin. So the users have seen that, hopefully, if they've seen some of the earlier videos. But this will kind of tie in this whole big package, right? Visual Studio Code, Xamarin, game development, ASP.NET, all this stuff is really great. Again, just seems kind of foreign. Hopefully, this is a big shock to people. Hopefully, this is kind of eye-opening for where Microsoft is and the technology and how it's supporting open source and going cross-platform and all that kind of stuff. So without further ado, Shahed, I think we'll just go ahead and switch over to your screen and we'll jump into the demos.
All right, let's do it. So switching over to demos, let's get a look at what we're up against here. So if you're developing on a Mac, you're a C-sharp developer, and you're worried, hey, do I have to learn some new skills? Do I have to learn some new languages? You're in for a treat because you can use Microsoft's very own C-sharp on a Mac in a variety of applications. So I mentioned here at the very bottom of my blog, wakeupandcode.com, usually provide tutorials and presentations based on the talks that I give. So definitely check that out if you get a chance. And moving on to the next slide, if you take a look at the screen over here, you would think, hey, look, I'm on a Mac and I'm developing something for Mac. Well, this is actually Microsoft's very own web framework, ASP.NET, developed for Windows for many years, and now that it's cross-platform, you can now develop on a Mac or PC or even a Linux machine as well. So here we see some code that's on the screen, some C-sharp code. We're going to see a live demo shortly, but just to give you a quick idea of what you can do, you can run this natively on a Mac itself, and you can also develop it using Microsoft's Visual Studio Code, as we mentioned earlier.
And so up next here, I'm going to kind of jump in here really quickly.
Sure.
This is something that typically users, developers, would do in Visual Studio. So let's just kind of reiterate this. Visual Studio is kind of the fully fledged IDE that does a bunch of different things. Visual Studio Code is a more lightweight text editor that also can be powerful through extensions and some of the things that it can do, but it's just kind of more specific with things that you need. Visual Studio Code is now completely cross-platform, so you can do all the stuff that you would typically be restricted to in Visual Studio on a Windows machine, now on a Mac with open source technologies. Just want to make sure that that's clear and kind of reiterate that out to the watcher, to the viewers here, because of how powerful a message that is from the Microsoft perspective.
Yep, and it's not just for, you know, you can do web apps with ASP.NET, you can also do Node.js, you can do Unity, as we'll see shortly. So up next, there's a quick screenshot of a web browser running on a Mac, again, showing ASP.NET running locally on a local port. We're going to see this in our demo shortly. Next, game development. So Unity has been a really big player in the game development industry for smaller and indies, and also with startups and larger companies as well, that have been able to adopt Unity as their choice of tool. And Unity really lets you develop a game on any platform you want, PC and Mac currently, and also Linux. The Linux version is coming soon. But you can also export your game to virtually any platform, including game consoles, app stores, mobile stores, and also these new VR and AR devices that are coming out. So here you see a screenshot of Unity game in development. And on the right side, there's some screenshot of some C# code running there. So we'll see a quick demo of that as well. And finally, Xamarin. So I believe, James, you have some experience in this area.
Yep. And like I said, we started off, I think, the four episodes of QuickDev were using Xamarin, something I've spent a lot of time with over the past year. Obviously, now with them becoming part of the Microsoft family, even more excited about it. So I'm I'm excited for this to be a part of the conversation today.
All right. So let's see some demos.
Cool.
So here we are in Visual Studio Code. Here are some C# code that defines a home controller using the ASP.NET MVC architectural pattern. So what it's doing here, it's creating a controller that can deliver views as part of MVC. So again, if you need more information on how to get started with ASP.NET, if you have no idea what MVC is or controllers are, I'll provide some links at the end so you can take a look at it. But the way I have it running up and running here is I'm going to switch over to my terminal. And under terminal, I have this line of code here, and I read it out loud. It says DNX space web. Now, some of these tools are still in development, so as they get released, the DNX tools are being replaced by higher level of .NET standard tools that are going to go standard across all different implementations of .NET. But for now, with the current release, we have a DNX to run a web server. So I'm going to go ahead and hit enter. And as it's running the DNX command, I'm in the current folder where my project exists. And in a couple of seconds, you'll see the web server is running. And it says it's listening on a port, namely 5004. So let me pull up a web browser. So I have Google Chrome here. So I already have it open from before. But I'm going to copy that and then delete that. And if I open up a new tab, I'm going to paste it in here, again, 5004, hit enter. We'll give it a couple of seconds as it's loading for the first time. So what you'll see here is something you may not have seen before, Microsoft's ASP.NET technology written in C# running natively on a Mac. So again, great stuff. What do you think of that, James?
That's awesome. And you even went one step further, and we're now in Google Chrome, so it plays well there, as well as Edge and IE and all the other browsers too. So
exactly. And that's the beauty of using web technology, right? It literally runs in every web browser, and you can do responsive web pages that can run on mobile or desktop, laptop, or on a giant screen as well.
Yeah, and that's the idea now with the modern web, where you're targeting like modern standards versus a specific browser, so that, you know, regardless of browser, and there's lots of different ones, everything looks great, works great. Perfect.
Yep. So now we're going to switch gears to Unity. So here I have Unity, which is created by Unity Technologies. As I mentioned earlier, it's a cross-platform tool. So I'm going to go ahead and open this Rollerball project. So Unity has a bunch of free tutorials on their site. One of their video tutorials is called Roll a Ball. So I made my own version of it so I can create step-by-step slideshow tutorials, and this is a result of that. It's essentially the same game. I just have more detailed instructions on my site for Rollerball. So again, it's a free tutorial that was provided by Unity, and I was able to create a slightly different version of it. So here, I'm going to go ahead and open one of these scripts. So if I open, let's say, Camera Controller, it's going to open up in MonoDevelop, which is a tool that's provided for free by Unity. So if, or with Unity rather. So when you double click on that, it's going to open as a C# code running on your local machine. So again, you can choose to use this. can switch over to Visual Studio Code if you want. So let me go ahead and close that. If you go to the Unity preferences, you can choose other external tools. So use whatever you want. Right now, I have it set up to MonoDevelop, but if you have other tools available, you can switch over to that. But let's take a look at how it looks like if you run the game. I'll go ahead and click on that play button at the very top. And now you'll see the game running in a bigger screen. I can go ahead and use my keyboard to move around. And as I'm collecting each of these squares, you'll see the counter go up on the top left. Now, this was started on a PC on my Windows laptop as a project. I've demoed it on my laptop and also on my Surface. And I uploaded the code, downloaded it on my Mac, and it's just run seamlessly. So again,
so no, configuration, additional configuration, nothing extra, right? Just that same project, copy it over, run it, runs perfectly.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're wondering, earlier I mentioned, well, what can I deploy this to? If I click on Unity File menu and Build Settings, you'll see that it can do a standalone or a standalone PC, Mac, or Linux application. Or if you wanted to use the Unity plugin for the web browsers, it's sort of going away, but there's a WebGL version coming out. And then further down, there's iOS, Android, and even Xbox One and PS4. So again, this is very powerful. There's so many different things you can do with Unity.
Okay, so I've got two comments here. One is, for people out there watching, if you've never seen one of Shahed's tutorials, the PowerPoint, the pictures, they're amazing. They're one of the most detailed tutorials I've ever followed. So I've actually done the rollerball tutorial through Unity, but I'm sure yours has much more detail than what theirs gives. So if you're interested in getting started with Unity, definitely check out that link. And then the second piece is, this is another great tie-in to our previous video with Tobiah, where he actually built a Visual Studio Code extension for Unity that I, if I understand correctly, you can basically go to the documentation for a given object or class or definition in your C# files. So right. That one is really cool. If you're interested in doing Visual Studio Code with Unity, definitely check out that extension as well.
Cool. All right. And to wrap things up, we're going to switch over to Xamarin. Let's do it. So here's Xamarin Studio. So until the Build conference recently held by Microsoft, Xamarin was a third-party company, a great partner of ours that have been developing solutions to let developers work with C# and develop for iOS and Android in addition to Windows. So now I have this Xamarin Studio open. I have the sample project for a task manager. So here I have two different projects, Taskkey Android and Taskkey iOS. Again, this is just a free sample provided by Xamarin if you install Xamarin Studio. So I'm going to go ahead and click the play button here. And it says waiting for the debugger to connect to the iOS simulator. And now it's loaded, this iOS simulator that's loading up on my local machine. And without having a machine connected or a phone connected to this, I can still test it in the simulator. So while that's loading up, James, you have a few comments on this?
Yeah, one of the interesting things from Build and then from Xamarin Evolve, there's lots of different announcements that came out. So actually, I'm going to have Gavin from Boston on our next episode jump in and do kind of a detailed recap of all the new and exciting things that are coming with Xamarin, which there is a lot. Obviously, the integration with Microsoft and Azure and the different technologies you expect will get a lot more tight-knit now that they are a part of the Microsoft family. But I'll let you get back to it. It looks like you've got your demo up here.
Sure. Yeah, so I was waiting for it to load up for the first time. Once the simulator loads, it loads my local app. You can see it has the time and then has the name of the app in there. In this specific case, it's a to-do list app, so I'm going to go ahead and click the plus sign and then start typing this task. Let's say my task today is record with James Quick.
And all we right. ought to be able to knock that one out today.
Get it done. All right, let's hit save and see that it's available. So I can go ahead and click on that and say that it's done and save it. So again, this is just a way to test it out really quick, but once you have it set on your device, you can test it on actual devices too. And this goes for both iOS and Android.
Perfect. Yeah, so we don't have to do it, but you know, Android emulator simulator runs the same way, right? You deploy it, get it up there. You can also go to physical devices. But I think probably the most amazing thing here is C# at its core, using C# to do so many different things, whether it's game development that can export to all the different you know, top mobile operating systems, desktop operating systems, all that kind of stuff. You can do cross-platform with Android and iOS and Windows with Xamarin. And you can also do a lot of different things within Visual Studio Code, including just web applications with ASP.NET amongst many other modern open source various technologies that people out there could be using. Yep. So those are three awesome demos to show off. I think let's go ahead and switch back to our webcams here. We'll do a quick recap and kind of lead into what's coming down the pipeline in the next couple of videos.
So before we switch to webcams, I'll just show the couple of links that I promised. So I'm going to switch over to my PowerPoint here and then go down to the very bottom.
And we can we will have these available at the bottom of the page as well. So guys that are watching the video, just scroll down and you can get these directly.
Yep. So again, as you see here on my screen, start off with my blog, wakeupandcode.com. I have plenty of tutorials there on game development on Unity and also web development with ASP.NET. Mainly the new ASP.NET Core that runs cross-platform. But you'll obviously want to see the official documentation. So you can go to get.asp.net to download the ASP.NET for your system and go to docs.asp.net for all the official tutorials. They're still in development, so again, you can provide your comments if you want to provide some input there. And then unity3d.com, although it says 3D, you can use Unity to make both 3D and 2D games. And then finally, VS Code, Visual Studio Code, you can get it at code.visualstudio.com. And don't forget Xamarin, which you can use to develop mobile apps.
Cool. All right, let's go ahead and switch over. So Shahed, I can't thank you enough for being here. I also can't reiterate enough and reemphasize enough how powerful of a story this really is, how many different platforms and devices you can reach through C# in general, through .NET, through Visual Studio Code, all these things. It's just incredible. It's totally different. We said this a couple of times already from the Microsoft from 5 years ago. Totally, totally different from Microsoft 10 years ago. I think the perception change out there is really changing. I think when people hear about these things, a lot of people are shocked, and then they're excited about it because of the opportunities they didn't know were available. So if you don't mind, give us a really quick just kind of recap of the different things that we went over today, and then we'll kind of roll on out.
Sure. So we talked about a couple of different ways you can use C#, Microsoft's programming language, on a Mac to develop for virtually any platform, whether it's for web development to deploy onto a web server or in the cloud, using Unity as a game development tool, using C# as your language to deploy to pretty much any game platform that's out there, and also Xamarin to develop not only Windows apps, but also iOS and Android apps on a Mac. So again, if you were on Windows, you can use Xamarin to develop Windows apps and Android apps, but on a Mac, you can work on iOS and Android apps still using Microsoft's Visual Studio Code, to use Xamarin Studio, which is now owned by Microsoft, to develop those mobile apps.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so really quick sum. C#, almost any platform, almost any technology, tons of different things you can do all on your Mac, which is crazy, crazy, crazy. I want to thank you again. We will look forward to some Xamarin recap announcements next week. We're going to have Gavin in from Boston and maybe add some additional insight into some of the stuff that you talked about today. So thanks again, and we will see you guys on another episode sometime soon.
All right. Thank you, James.